One person who has made a career out of providing foresight is Dr. Kristen Alford, a futurist at the foresight agency Bridge 8 in Adelaide. She joins us now. Good morning, Kristen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
One of the areas that you focus on is providing foresight on new economies. Why do you think we need a new economy?
We're really using a model that we've used for hundreds and hundreds of years, but with a lot of technological and social change. And I'm not sure that that model is working for us anymore. The production of material goods as a driver for an economy is quite outdated and it doesn't serve our global needs. It's certainly the drivers in terms of reducing our fossil fuel usage and thinking about the environmental impacts of lots of stuff are quite critical, especially as our population grows. And so there are people thinking about what are alternative models to an economy that runs on the production of stuff.
And can you think of any future economies, any ways that we could be running this world differently?
Well, I think one thing is to move what we're buying away from the physical goods to something that's more intangible. And we've already started to see this from the, you know, in the movement from a manufacturing or production sector to a services sector, buying experiences rather than buying stuff. So I think that's one way in which we can shift the economy slightly. That's probably still using the existing model. The other way that we're seeing very strongly, and certainly through last year, we saw, you know, the rise of Uber and the rise of Airbnb, and so people using the assets that they've got to create value or to create wealth. That means that we're getting greater utilization of assets, for example, which also is a way of reducing stuff. And then there's a range of people looking at post-growth or low-growth economies. And this is sort of maybe centered around a philosophical argument, which really comes down to what do we need as humans and looking at what we do actually need to make us happy. And in the most part, it's not more stuff. Once we get to a certain level of income or we're able to provide for us and our family with our basic needs, then actually buying more stuff doesn't tend to help us very much. And so looking at what would be the minimum sort of level of income for happiness and provision of goods, and then looking for other ways to find the things that you need. So that might be growing your own fruit and vegetables. It might be bartering your skills for somebody else's skills. It may be spending more time repairing and mending the things that you already have instead of using that time to earn more money.
Yeah, it's interesting. We do seem to see these reports come out that show that we are happier when we use our money for intangible goods such as experiences rather than buying stuff. And we also see happiness reports that show that once your income is, what is it, $70,000 or something like that, that yes, it takes an awful lot more money to get an inch bit happier. And yet, despite these continuing reports, we are still very much driven by this old model. What would it take to change that mindset?
I mean, changing mindsets is the hardest thing in terms of changing these models. And that, I guess that's what we seek to do as futurists, is to challenge people to think differently. In terms of whether there's any success in moving people off consumption of stuff and thinking about things differently, Patagonia at the end of last year started to tell people that they shouldn't be buying their products. And the philosophy for that was, if you've bought a Patagonia jacket or any of that outdoor wear, they've built it to last. And so before you come in and buy a new jacket, you need to look at your old jacket, essentially, and see if you really do need to replace it or whether it can be repaired. So I think that's a really strong signal that the mind shift is possible. I'm very sceptical about reaching utopias. As a futurist, I think there will always be problems. There will always be conflict. There will always be issues that aren't fair. There will always be issues that we need to resolve. But I do think that the system that we've got, it doesn't need to be the only system, and that there can be alternatives. If I'm going to predict anything, that's what I would predict, that it won't be a perfect system, but that we will be able to change the current system.
Well, I think that was a slight bit of optimism in your voice, perhaps.
Slight bit of optimism. I'm not known for my optimism, I confess.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Kristen Alford is a futurist at Bridge 8 in Adelaide.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to RN Breakfast, and I'm Wendy Zukerman.